Hello, this is Daryl Kessel with today's podcast. Today is Monday, May 4th, 2015, and on today's podcast, we're going to discuss migration, human migration, that is. It is human in more ways than one. Human because it is a tidal wave of humanity, and human because it is caused by activity that is all too human. Human traffickers are having holiday in North Africa right now as thousands of refugees seeking to escape the lawless chaos of Libya and other North African nations make their way across the Mediterranean Sea to European ports, primarily those in Italy. The Italian Coast Guard said on Saturday that more than 3,700 migrants were rescued from boats off the coast of Libya in the last couple of days. Rescue operations continue from day to day since the incident last month when a ship carrying refugees chastised in heavy seas, killing more than 900 migrants. The Italian government and European Union have started sending Coast Guard and Navy patrols to pick the migrant boats up when they clear the North African coast and bring them to Italy. The Coast Guard said all of those rescued are being brought back to Italy. The estimated 200,000 people that are expected to make their way to Italy this summer, and if so, it will change the makeup of Italian society and Italian culture forever. The Italians and other Europeans brought this crisis on themselves when they decided to allow themselves to be led into the Clinton-Obama war for the destruction of the Libyan government. Apparently, the Muammar Gaddafi complaints about his lost gold and his plan for a pan-African union with a gold standard currency was too much for Hillary Clinton and for Barack Hussein Obama. They were able to intimidate President Obama into leading the European vassals into their war to support the world's central bankers. As a result of that war, Libya no longer has a government. It is run and fought over by various elements of al-Qaeda in North Africa and the Islamic State franchises in Africa. Chaos, disorder, lawlessness, and anarchy now have free hand in North Africa, especially Libya. Rape, murder, and starvation are the order of the day. Congratulations to those who instigated this catastrophe. You are very close to cold-blooded. At least that's the way I see it. The European Union, ever cynical and ever determined to destroy Western civilization, is now accused of using the crisis to further European integration and thus the destruction of European culture. This is the new political order of the world that we talked about last Friday. Britain has deployed naval forces to assist the rescue operation. France and Italy are blocking efforts of Britain until Britain agrees to take in thousands of migrants. Last month, Britain deployed the Royal Navy's flagship and other Navy ships to attack the smuggling rings shipping migrants into Europe. But their efforts have floundered due to the British Prime Minister David Cameron's directive that migrants be taken to the nearest port, which would be Italy or Malta. France and Italy insist that Britain take its, quote, fair share of up to 25,000 migrants. David Cameron said that humanitarian efforts are being held up by, quote, our continental friends who insist that we become a part of the asylum system. The Italian people seem to feel differently about all this. Many worry that Muslim terrorists might arrive with the migrants. According to NPR, that's National Public Radio here in America, reporting from the reception centers in Italy, i.e. the refugee camps, the situation there is dire because of overcrowding, not enough food, clothing, sanitation, and so forth. Matteo Salvini, head of the Northern League in Italy, said that Northern Italians are being subjected to ethnic replacement. Yes, I can see his point, folks. The cost of all this to Italy is estimated at about 12 million euros a month, or $15 million. This from a country that economically is one step above Greece. Isn't that something, folks? The two countries with the proudest history of ancient civilizations Italy with Rome and Greece with the Greek civilization. Now bankrupt, but still having to deal with this problem, the Italians have been screaming about Islamic State gains in Libya and the growing chaos there for months. In other words, the Italian economy is extremely fragile right now. There are few jobs, with unemployment figures approaching 25% of the population and 50% for the young. From the young, restless, and energetic, are revolutions born better to keep them employed or at least at war. The Italians have a proud history and a proud culture. From Julius Caesar to Sophia Loren, the Italians are proud of their culture, a nation that was built from Rome, from which conquered Europe, the Middle East, and North Africa, should not submit to this status as a vassal and a bankrupt debtor for New World Order nations. But debt is terrible, folks. It transfers power to the creditors. Just ask the Greeks and their new government. You can scream and shout about it, but in the end, the creditor owns you. Finally, folks, absorbing every migrant from a war-torn country is a losing battle. What then should the Italian president do? The same thing as the American president. Just say, look, I took an oath to protect and defend this country and no other country. I'm going to fulfill that oath or die trying. So help me God. At least that's the way I see it, folks. Until next time, this is Darrell Castle. Thanks for listening.